Well, he's had a great break, and I no doubt he'd be elated with the victory of Sergio Garcia, his good mate in the Dubai Desert Classic. Hello, Brett.
Rockhead. You are a rockhead. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year.
All our wonderful listeners out there who just love sport like we all do. Mm. Yeah, Sergio, moving right along. Well, good win from Sergio. I must say his ball striking was unbelievable, but it was very sad for me to see Tiger Woods last one round and withdraw due to back spasms. Is this the end for Tiger Woods? My God, 18 months away from the golf, two back surgeries, comes back, plays his tournament, he looked very good in December, and two tournaments in, a missed cut, and only made 18 holes. A lot of questions about him, and he's supposed to come back and play the Genesis Open in LA next week, and then the Honda Classic, so he still hasn't made any decisions about that.
Yeah, I hope he's back. I reckon the sport needs him. I love watching him even when he's not playing well. You know, he just fascinates me, to tell you the truth.
Well, it's a mental and physical setback, no doubt about it, and probably more. Well, I would say after two back surgeries, that would probably be right. But mentally, this is hurting. Mm. He's 41 years of age, and as I've always said to you blokes, time and time again, and all our listeners, as you get older, it gets harder.
Yeah, I don't like seeing him play like this.
I know. Just,
badly, yeah.
Well, no, I don't. Yeah, I mean, it's sad in a way.
He's good for the game. No matter what he's done off the course, he's great for the game. Anyway, moving right along. Hideki Matsuyama won in Phoenix on the weekend, back-to-back. And isn't it ironic last year he beat Ricky Fowler in a four-hole playoff? Yeah. He did exactly the same yesterday to former major winner. What's his name? What was his name? Webb Simpson.
Yeah.
Just playing with you. Webb Simpson, a guy that just has, he hasn't won since, nearly over 4 years, and pops up using a putting method that Langer first invented, where the putter shaft goes up the left arm and you hang on to the top of the grip. And I won Pebble with that grip in 1993. It worked for me, and it almost worked for Webb Simpson, and good to see him back in some form.
Yeah.
And this week, actually, it looked like Ben Ann, a young kid who won in Wentworth.
The South Korean.
He won the European Tour's flagship event, the PGA, a couple of years ago, and he's been making some noise anyway. He's got his card, he's on the US Tour, and he probably should have won. He was three up with nine to play and took the gas a bit in the water and made a few bogeys. But nine players inside the top 100 for the President's Cup, which will be on later this year in October.
So Pebble Beach, mate, it's one of those iconic golf courses, beautiful piece of real estate there, which you just can't buy quite simply.
Although, did you ever play there, Bogues?
Pebble Beach?
Yes.
I won the AT&T.
I'm winding you up.
Just to remind, I know you
won. I'm winding you up.
But the viewers don't know that.
I know you've won there.
24 years ago. Some of the people listening to our show wouldn't be born back then.
24 years ago.
That's amazing.
Can you believe that?
It's a good track.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah. No, I got lucky. Nobody else played that week. It was fantastic. Everybody took a week off.
Give yourself some credit.
Lone person standing at the end with my piece of crystal.
Now, who wins this week?
I should have sent you a picture of my crystal in the thing here. It's magnificent tall. I will. When I get off the phone, I'll take a picture.
Okay,
and I'll send it through to you boys. But
we'll post it.
For your last half hour of the show, if you want to put it up there.
Who wins this week?
Well, look, it's a great field. Day, Johnson, Spieth, Patrick Reed. But I always look at guys that play well and win this tournament. And it's Phil Mickelson and Brent Snedeker for me this week.
Okay.
I think Jason Day will bounce back from missing the cut at the Farmers Insurance. He'll be top Aussie. But Mickelson and Brand Snedeker, not in either order. Those two guys, get on them. They'll be there. Drum and Golf for all your specials. Log on, drumandgolf.com.au for all your specials. Great to be back here, lads. Have a
great to hear you, mate.
Special golfing week, and I'll speak to you later.
Good on you, champion. It is fantastic to hear Brett Ogle. We're looking forward to Pebble Beach. He did win there. It was a magnificent win 24 years ago.
Wow.